This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Richard Hartshorne loves playing classical music for those who might not think of themselves as classical music listeners. He's brought the music to audiences in Afghanistan, Uganda, and American prisons. Hartshorne is better known as Dobbs, and he's in the state now as part of the North Carolina Bach Festival. He's the founder of Bach with Verse and also a solo double bassist and joins us right now. Dobbs, welcome to The State of Things.
Thank you.
Tell us more about Bach with Verse. What is it?
Well, it was sort of the response that I had to leaving the world of classical music. I played in orchestras when I was younger, and then I played 30 years with a chamber music group. And when it was time to leave, it was, well, what do I do with the rest of my life? Mm. And I'd become increasingly, sick of playing for the same people over and over and over. It seemed like you could be in Cairo or you could be in Peterborough, New Hampshire, and it was the same people in the audience. So. And this music is too important. So I decided that for the rest of my life, for as many concerts as I have left, I would only play in places that otherwise wouldn't get music. And I had a friend who challenged me. He said, look, I'll fund you for 3 years. Start playing in prisons. So I did.
What kind of response did you get? Because, again, you've got the audience that you could predict in all those places because those are the people who want to hear the music. Now you're going to a place where maybe they're not familiar with your music, right?
Yeah, and that's actually the beauty of it because, you know, people often don't know what they need. And when I'm playing in places, especially prisons, where people are completely isolated and unstimulated, and you give them Bach, it's like pouring water into a glass. I mean, they just respond in ways they could never have predicted. Plus, you know, they're bored, so this is something new.
And obviously, there are certainly classical music lovers in prison and everywhere else, but you wouldn't think the preponderance of the population.
Very, very few.
Is it Bach in particular, or would it be all sort of classical and Baroque music?
I think, on some level, it would work, you know, perfectly with other composers, but Bach in particular and the solo suites in particular they have this great quality. First of all, it's simple, it's immediate. When I'm playing them on the bass, that has the resonance that goes into people's guts. But it's this depth of emotion that it...
And these were, we should point out, you say playing on the bass because these were originally written by Bach for the cello.
For the cello, yeah.
And you've adapted them for the bass.
Well, I actually adapted the bass for them.
Ah. So what did you do? I put different
strings on.
Oh.
And I have, in the concert tonight, I have, six different tunings.
Well, I wonder if we could hear a sample of the music now.
Sure.
You're going to move over to that stool over there and pick up the bass. I'm talking to Richard Hartshorne, who is known as Dobbs. He's here actually as part of the North Carolina Bach Festival, but he's the founder of Bach with Verse, and we're going to talk about the verse part of that after we hear the Bach part right here as he plays. I think this is prelude to Bach's first solo suite.
Thank you.
Richard Dobbs Hartshorn on the double bass, playing the prelude to Bach's first solo suite. He is going to be actually later on, he's well part of the North Carolina Bach Festival. He's going to be at Red Oaks Lagerhouse and Beer Garden in Whitsett, but right here with me on the State of Things. A beautiful piece. Tell us more about that music. Those are Bach, these are cello concertos? What did he write? The collection of music that you've drawn
it's
from.
It's six suites. It's a collection with the same movements over and over, but he varies them in this unbelievable way. So it grows from the very simple opening to this gigantic, I mean, as gigantic as one person can be.
And that was really characteristic of that kind of music. In the time that Bach was writing, this idea that you would have very simple themes and theme and variation, almost with mathematical precision, but then the beauty of it was the improvisation that he would bring.
Amazing.
Good stuff. And as you say, on the double bass, it becomes you. I mean, you begin to vibrate with the music. You feel your chest plates moving. Yeah, you really feel it. It's great stuff. Well, okay, so tell us about the verse part of this Bach in verse.
Well, at some point in the mid-80s, I was trying to mount a little show where I could play some Bach and then do some other things. And I settled on a few comic pieces that had been written for the bass. But I became dissatisfied. And I said, you know, you might as well just jump in and do it yourself. I had a friend who incorporated words into his music. And so I said, I can do that. So I wrote a story and then I set it to music. And I don't know, I've done 30 or 40 of them at this point. And I never try to make them silly or comic, but they always come out that way.
Well, and also you go all around the world and you write these stories or recite them in the local language.
In the local language, yeah, it's a gift that I have. I can't claim it as an accomplishment, but I can mimic anything that humans can say, and so I write them out phonetically, and read them after I've practiced with a recording, and. It's an amazingly powerful thing.
Well, yeah, for people to hear you.
For people to hear me. I was, last spring, I was in Uganda and playing in prisons. And there was one concert I'll never forget. 400 men on the ground in front of me. I was on a little raised porch with the warden sitting next to me. And they wear this bright yellow jumpsuits. So it was with the black skin and the bright yellow. This is striking. And they had sat under these two trees because right into the shade, they wouldn't venture into the sun. So it looked like two eyeglasses. And I played the whole fourth suite for them and they were just absolutely silent. And then when I started into a story in their language, I mean, they jumped up and they were screaming and yelling and cheering, and it had to wait for that all to calm down before I could go on.
Well, give us an example of a story or some part of a story, a summary anyway.
Oh, well, I have one that's pretty famous that's around the world. It's called Another Fairy Tale, and it's about a tree that falls in love with a beaver, and they run off and join the circus. Basically, goes on from
there.
Wow,
that's how did was the beaver responsible for dislodging the tree so that they two could
They meet at the circus.
Now, are these stories that you invent?
Yeah.
So you make these up, and then now, do you have a sort of a local authority on the language listen to you so that you don't end up? Because sometimes words in another language can be very close, and you thought you were saying tree, and you know who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Well, I always have people checking, but at this point, the most important work is listening to the recording and making sure that my phoneticism is absolutely accurate. If it is, then I can do it perfectly.
You've been in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, yeah. I did stories in Pashto and in Dari, which is their version of Farsi.
How are you introduced? I mean, who was your sponsor? Because you have to raise an audience, and maybe people are terribly unfamiliar with this music.
Well, in Afghanistan, I worked with an NGO. It's an Afghan NGO called Wadan, and they do all kinds of great things, democracy. They have some non-formal schools, the drug rehab. So I did a lot of drug rehab centers in Afghanistan.
Are there people there who have never heard this sort of music before in places that you've been?
Yeah. You know, it's virtually everywhere I play. You know, every once in a while there'll be, like in prison, someone will stand up and say, oh, my grandfather played music and, you know, I've heard this before. But it's almost always new. And I love that because it's a chance to introduce them to it and you know, give them the experience that you can get from listening to Bach.
But what do you think is going on there? Because I know a lot of people will say that music is the international language, you know. But on the other hand, no, it's not. I mean, it's a marker of your cultural identity. And people do find other people's music very strange and difficult. And it's precisely because their music represents their culture that they catch on and they hold on to it.
Well, I feel really strongly that when I play Bach, I'm not doing, proselytizing for European music. I just say this is music that, if you're open, will affect you. It'll affect how you're thinking, what you're, how you're feeling. You might go into meditation. And with kids, I always ask them, how it makes them feel. I get some amazing responses.
What do they say?
Oh, there was a... this was a letter. I had a kid in Michigan who was in a youth facility, locked up, and he wrote me a letter. A lot of the kids wrote letters, and the teacher sent them to me. And he said, while I was listening to you play Bach, I realized what I have to do to get out of here and that my parents do love me.
Wow. Wouldn't you love to call him? Yeah, find out more. That's amazing.
There was a little girl in a refugee camp in Palestine, just under the wall. I mean, you could see an Israeli settlement above it. And she said, that made me remember when the Israeli soldiers came and they were shooting and the teachers kept us safe. The most common one reminds me of when my grandmother died. So I checked that off. Is that good concert? I had two grandmothers and
and a theft of territory. Well, you can't win them all. No, but it's great stuff. And tell me about your performance tonight in Whitsett.
Well, I'm doing all six Bach suites, which is something that's I've been training for the last 6 months. It's not just a musical performance; it's an athletic endeavor.
And you also wrote a song about North Carolina, right?
Yeah,
we're going to hear that in just a minute. Yeah, but tell us about it.
Let me set it up briefly. So I was driving east from Colorado, and my phone wasn't working, and I stopped at a gas station to say, where do I turn off 40 to get to Cleveland? And the woman said 270 or 170. So I drove and drove, and 170 doesn't intersect. You have to go on some other roads until I crossed the border, and there I was in North Carolina.
So you wrote this is.
So I wrote a song about it.
All right. Well, we're going to hear that in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you that Richard Hartshorn is known as Dobbs. He's the founder of Bach with Verse and a double bassist. Going to perform at Red Oaks Lager House and Beer Garden in Whitsett, part of the North Carolina Bach Festival. Thank you so much for being.
And there will be beer tasting between suites.
You can't have a Lager House, which is, by the way, HAUSE, and a beer garden without that.
Exactly.
I would think. But so that's a good tip. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. It's a show that's produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Robert Kinlaw, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, and we leave you now with the music of Richard Dobbs Hartshorn.
I went to North Carolina by mistake, trying to get home from Granite, Colorado, 1,000 miles or more out of my way, driving along there in my auto. I was feeling lucky, looking for Kentucky. It sounds a little hokey, but the mountains got all smoky. The state border came, I looked at the name. It wasn't Kentucky, it was North Carolina. Holy moly, Batman, was I lost. Thank you. went to North Carolina by mistake. Driving home to Nelson from Granite, Colorado, it was no big deal going all that way. 'Cause I really don't mind driving, that's my motto. My phone didn't work, I didn't have the app. I tried to get directions, but I couldn't find a map. I missed the turn to Cleveland like a stupid sap, and drove to Carolina, but I didn't give a crap. I went to North Carolina by mistake, trying to get home from Granite, Colorado. When I realized where I was, I had a good laugh. I laughed like I just won the lotto. Driving along there in my auto, I really don't mind driving, that's my motto. I laughed like I just won the lotto. I won the lotto. I won the lotto. I won the lotto. Undo.